Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Forbes is here. That's right. Steve Forbes is here. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate. I'd still like to live in a world with the president, Steve Forbes. He's the author of a number of books, including Reviving America and many others. And you guys see him all over television, his handsome face on television quite often. And he's been hanging out with us for a long time now. We like having him on the show. Steve, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim, and delighted to hear you're in good spirits despite the crazy world.
We are in a crazy world. Steve, one of the things I want to ask you about, you know, you and I have known that the deep state was real, that there was kind of a shadow government under the passive side, the regulators who spend money that they don't have. On the aggressive side, the people at the top of some of these agencies trying to manipulate things. But in the last 3 years, they pulled the veil back. They're not even. It's almost like they're not even trying to hide the what's going on. And with some of the things that have been happening lately, like this whistleblower thing, are we going to survive the deep state? And I'm not being hyperbolic here. I don't think, Steve. Are we going to survive the deep state?
Oh, we're going to survive the deep state. The key is to really flush them out. And this is where I take comfort that Attorney General Barr, you don't see much in the headlines, but they are working behind the scenes in that investigation of what was behind that Russian collusion fake story.
Right.
And how they tried to pull off a coup both before and after the election.
And not just with news and stories, but I mean, apparently they were even Rosenstein was going to wear a wire and try to trap the president. I mean, that's aggressive.
It is, and they're going to try to use the 25th Amendment to have a cabinet coup. That was the state of mind they were in. They could not believe what happened, both Trump getting the nomination and then winning the election. And whatever side you're on, you cannot have people in government with the FBI, the CIA, other intelligence agencies, regulatory agencies, law enforcement agencies engaging in those kinds of unconstitutional, illegal activities because they think they know better than the American people. It is a scandal, and the mainstream media should be ashamed that they haven't pursued it. It's bigger than Watergate by far.
No, there's no question about it. Is this happening because ideology has replaced leadership in the last 40 years?
I think it's ideology somewhat. I think it's just arrogance of power.
Yeah.
That they know what needs to be done, and we subjects should just get in line and follow their leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they are so often wrong, these so-called experts, time and time again, doesn't matter. They know better in their minds.
When I've got a certain point of view and I can't get the country to go along with me, if I want to make it happen, then I've got to move to other methods. Negotiating, compromising, coming to the middle, what's best for everybody. When that doesn't work, I'm going to try corrupt means. That's what's going on right now, isn't it?
It's that, but it's also the rise, and this is something the administration is just beginning to hit on, the rise of the administrative state. Not just the people deep inside, but it's the massive power these agencies have. You know, Congress passes 120, 140 laws a year. These agencies pass rulings which have the force of federal law at the pace of 3,000 to 4,000 a year. There are over, and the number is so big you can't even get your mind around it. Federal regulations and rules now come to more than 150 million words. And there's a Boston lawyer wrote several years ago a book called Three Felonies a Day, Harvey Silverglade. If you're in a position of responsibility and you're committing three felonies a day and you don't even know it, if they want to get you, they can, because these rules are vaguely written.
Mm-hmm.
Congress has abdicated to these agencies. And so it's the president would say, huge.
Yeah, but to his credit, President Trump has knocked a big dent in that, and the proof is in the pudding in the economy, isn't it?
The economy is done well. Certainly, when you look at the rest of the world, everyone would love to have our problems.
Yeah,
rather than theirs.
But a lot of that is because the government, the regulations. He's knocked back so many of the regulations. Steve, hold on to that thought, folks. We've got a lot more to come with our good friend Steve Forbes after the break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.